This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a decisive victory in Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the Aam Aadmi Party bagged 22 seats. The third contender, Congress, has been completely wiped out in this poll after failing to win even a single seat. The notable faces who lost include senior Aam Aadmi Party leaders Arvind Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia, Congress Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Vidhuri. In the by-elections, BJP's Chandrabanu Paswan has won from the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh, and Chandrika Kumar, VC of Dravida Munetra Kargam, has won from the by-poll in Erore Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Delhi for giving the mandate to the people in Delhi Assembly polls. Addressing the BJP workers at the party headquarters in the national capital, emphasized that the country yesterday is opting for a policy of the contentment over the appeasement. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will see the BJP's good governance in Delhi for the very first time.
Delhi ki yuva peedhi 21st sadi mein paida hue saathi अब पहली बार दिल्ली में भाजपा का सुशासन देखेंगे. नतीजे दिखाते हैं कि भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार के लिए देश में कितना भरोसा.
Prime Minister assured that the BJP's victory in Delhi will witness the world-class urban infrastructure now. He said that the Delhi Assembly poll elections are indicative of the trust of the people in BJP double-engine government. Addressing the gathering, the BJP President JP Nadda said that the results of Delhi Assembly polls show the Prime Minister Narendra Modi resides in the hearts of Delhiites. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party's National Convener Arvind Kejriwal said that the party has accepted the result of the Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended wishes to the Bharatiya Janata Party for its victory. On the other hand, the Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre stated that the party tried to create an atmosphere in the public's interest, but the public did not give the Congress the mandate in Delhi. He mentioned that the Congress accepts this public's verdict. The Social Justice and the Empowerment Minister, Dr. Virendra Kumar, chaired a meeting of the Central Advisory Committee for the Pradhan Mantri Anusuchit Jati Abhyudaya Yojana in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting focused on reviewing the progress of the scheme and formulating the strategies aimed at the socio-economic upliftment of the scheduled caste communities across the country. Dr. Virendra thoroughly discussed the implementation of the scheme and emphasized the overarching objectives of the PM Ajay. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called upon the people, especially the young minds, to turn towards the books for strength and inspiration. Launching the two books at the ongoing New Delhi World Book Fair 2025 yesterday, Mr. Birla said that the books are the true guiding force in both personal and societal growth. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a crucial visit to France and the United States from tomorrow. Mr. Modi will co-chair the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. From France, the Prime Minister will head to Washington for the first meeting with the US President Donald Trump since the second term inauguration in January this year. The three Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania officially disconnected the electricity systems of the Russia's power grid yesterday. The move is seen as a part of the broader plan to integrate more closely with the European Union and to strengthen the regional security. The move also serves as the Baltic final energy ties to oil and gas-rich Russia more than the three decades of the Soviet Union's collapse. In men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the three-match ODI series at Bharabati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.